January 3rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Clouds and darkness. Clouds and darkness are around about him. Psalm 97:2. A man who has not been born of the Spirit of God will tell you that the teachings of Jesus are simple. But when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, you find clouds and darkness are around about him. When we come into close contact with the teachings of Jesus Christ, we have our first insight into this aspect of things. The only possibility of understanding the teaching of Jesus is by the light of the Spirit of God on the inside. If we have never had the experience of taking our commonplace religious shoes off our commonplace religious feet and getting rid of all the undue familiarity with which we approach God, it is questionable whether we have ever stood in his presence. The people who are flippant and familiar are those who have never yet been introduced to Jesus Christ. After the amazing delight and liberty of realizing what Jesus Christ does, comes the impenetrable darkness of realizing who he is. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, not the words I have spoken, they are spirit and they are life." The Bible has been so many words to us, clouds and darkness. Then all of a sudden the words become spirit and life because Jesus re-speaks them to us in a particular condition. That is the way God speaks to us, not by visions and dreams, but by words. When a man gets to God, it is by the most simple way of words. That's the end of Oswald's text. Most Christians are spending time in the Word of God and trying to understand the words of God from an intellectual and common sense point of view. But just like with any reading, if you know the author of a novel and you know how he thinks, how he feels, and how he views life, you will understand his works much more clearly than someone who's never met the author and is only acquainted with him in name. The same is true with the Word of God. We can only correctly understand a passage of Scripture with two constraints. One, we have to be aware of the context of our given circumstance of the moment. And secondly, the revealing of the Holy Spirit of that word to us in this moment. Oswald talks about our commonplace religious shoes off our commonplace religious feet and our undue familiarity with which we approach God. Most Christians approach God with the assumption that they are very familiar with him and they are already fully aware of what he wants for us to be doing. And reading his word is almost a mechanical event rather than an inspirational event. I challenge you to put off your shoes and put off all your preconceived notions, all of your preconceived theologies, and return to the word of God as though it were a living, breathing organism, that the word of God is life and the words of God give you life in the moment. Allow the Holy Spirit to interpret for himself, to yourself, how the Word of God applies to you right now. When you approach the Scripture, although it may be good from time to time to read it from cover to cover, approach the Scripture from the perspective of where you are, just as you would in any relationship. If you want advice from a friend in a relationship, you tell them about the current circumstances and ask their words of wisdom about what's going on now. Do the same with the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit of God when you are facing an event. And best if you can do this in every event of every day, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to a word of God or speak quietly to your own spirit, using the word that you've already read and memorized in a way that will connect his word with the event of your day. Then let his word act upon that event and make it one holy event.